Money FM 89.3, best of weekends. Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
Beautiful Places is back. Neil Humphreys, where are you going to take us today?
It's back. Hopefully it's back every week, but we'll go slowly and surely. We are going to a very specific place this week, but it's quite broad. We're going to Quiet Sentosa.
Oh.
Specific but broad.
Specific but broad.
Quiet Sentosa. Broad is Sentosa, the specific is quiet. You will never see Sentosa like this again. I went there yesterday on Friday. What happened was, got an email from the Sentosa Islander people, as all members do. And if you are an Islander member, as many Singaporeans listening are, you're membership has automatically been extended until the end of the year. I think it's January 2021. So they send you lots of special offers being a member. And just Thursday, I was sent a special offer on Madame Tussauds, the Waxwork Museum. That was such a good deal, I had to read it twice. You know, it was a five-in-one, so you get Madame Tussauds, images of Singapore, which I like, the boat ride, the Formula One VR experience, which is fantastic, and this fun Bollywood celebrity thing as well. All for an insane price. So I bought the tickets, and then yesterday my wife said, we haven't got much time, and next week is the local school holidays. Mm. Let's just go and see what happens. Glenn, I went there, and it wasn't just empty, it was utterly deserted.
Wow.
The whole island. 25 years, I have never seen Sentosa like this. Yes, it was a Friday. Yes, it will be busier next week. But still, it was empty. I went in Madame Tussauds. We were the only people there for the entire duration. So it was fantastic, right? We were doing daft selfies and messing around, and my daughter was shooting videos with the Katy Perry and the other one? What's the other one? The famous singer. It'll come to me in a minute. Taylor, something.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, of course. God, do I sound old?
So she's just proved it.
Yeah, so she's doing her videos with Taylor Swift and The Rock, and she's running around. We did this Formula One thing. It is brilliant. You sit in an actual Formula One car, and you put on the VR headset, the virtual reality headset, and you're there. You're in the race, performing the race, taking part in the race, the F1 race. The car moves to give you that experience. Brilliant. The staff, Glenn, the staff couldn't have been nice enough. They were so glad, frankly, to have something to do, to have people in their business, to essentially pay their wages. A couple of fast food outlets that are always rammed. Well, not only not rammed, they had shut down entirely. Mm. I went to a different place. Again, staff, fantastic. Couldn't do enough for you. The Louvre was open, but it was empty. Madame Tussauds was open, but it was empty. Universal Studios was open, hardly anyone there. The beaches are open. I know I sound like the mayor, the Amity mayor in Jaws, but there is no shark out there, all right?
Now, do you think it'll change a lot next week?
I think it'll change a bit. I think there'll be more teenagers going to the beaches.
But, I mean, traditionally in recent years, I mean, Sentosa has been largely a tourist destination versus a local
correct.
Destination.
Which is, except the beaches. I think the beaches have always had the volleyballers and the sunbathers.
That's true.
It's a hangout place for teenagers with boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever. You are absolutely right. I think the announcements made by the Singapore government this week and the fact that Sentosa has extended its memberships to all locals until the end of the year cannot be a coincidence.
Sure.
Basically,
it's good timing.
For the foreseeable future, the only people who are going to visit Sentosa are your staycation people, locals, Singaporeans, permanent residents, work pass holders, and so on. Now is the time to go to Sentosa. Mm. Why? Three reasons. One, it will never be this empty again. You'll never have this much space again to stretch out on a beach or visit venues. Two, it's never going to be safer than it is now, because when I was at Madame Tussauds, I must give them credit, they were using, I didn't have a choice, hand sanitizers. Every time you went into a new exhibit in Madame Tussauds, a member of staff stopped you, and basically squirted at you. In a word, squirted at you with hand sanitizer. So that's the second reason. It will never be safer from a COVID-19 point of view than now.
Sure.
The third reason, and without getting too poignant, they need your money. These are your children, your nieces and nephews, your students, your young people. They need to keep their jobs. I don't want to sound like the Singapore government, but Sentosa really is a microcosm for Singapore's economy generally, right? It's empty. There's no one there. Businesses will not survive if this goes on until Christmas. So really, post-COVID-19, it's such a win-win because you can go there and literally know you are supporting local businesses. Mm. You are literally propping up local jobs. It's safe. From a COVID-19 point of view, it is probably arguably the safest place to be in Singapore. Glenn, it's safer than a shopping mall. Yeah. I'll be frank. Yeah. It's ironically safer to be at Sentosa than it is to be on the MRT train that will take you there, right? It's empty. It's safe. Mm. There are hand sanitizers, strict social distancing being enforced everywhere. What social distancing? There's no one to social distance from. You'll never see Sentosa this clean, this green, this spacious again.
Well, and with the discount on the attractions, that makes it very appealing because, quite honestly, during the normal times,
it could be expensive.
You can spend a whole lot of money, a family of three or four. You know, you're easily over $100 if you're trying to do a couple of the attractions and then maybe get something to eat.
That's right.
So it's an expensive day out. And never mind if you go to Universal Studios or whatever, of course, those prices go way up. But it's good to hear that they have cut the prices on that.
And on that point, if you are, as many listeners are, as most Singaporeans are, if you're an Islander member, as you know, Beach Station, they have the Beach Station car park, which is the biggest and best car park because it's right by the beach and it's got a lot of lots. They have that thing every day where the first 100 Islander members get a free car parking coupon. Now, obviously, on a regular day, they're gone within an hour. Mm. I got there at 1 p.m. and it's the first time I've ever got one. And she said, yeah, sure. So I got free parking as well. So if you're a car driver with an Islander card, you're going to get the coupon probably. Second thing, even if you're not, open. All the gates are open. All the gantries are open. It's free entry to Sentosa.
To drive on.
I'm going to say till the end of September. Check the website. I think I'm correct. But it's certainly for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
You've got free entry. You're going to get discounted. If you are an Islander member, my advice for anyone listening, go to the Sentosa website. The whole list of discounts are there. They are bending over backwards to get you on there.
Our beautiful place today. And wow, what a nice...
Positive story.
A great place for people to go, whoever wants to go there. Get out of the house. With school holidays, we're not going anywhere else. So you might as well...
And I'll argue it'll be safer now than it will be in a couple of months, few months, if we slowly start to allow, you know, foreign visitors to come back in. There's always going to be that slight unseen risk, isn't there? Now's the time to go.
Yep. Our beautiful place right here on Money FM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.